the heart of Stoke-on-Trent's cultural quarter. This is Cross Rhythm City Radio.
It certainly is, and we're going to be finding out more in the next few minutes about a new shop that's opened in the cultural quarter. Jodie Nicklin is my guest in the studio. Morning, Jodie.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking about the art department Stoke, which has set up in the last few weeks. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
First of all, tell me a bit about what you do.
Well, we're born from the demise and this really sad closure of Webberley's, so we're very much cut it from the same cloth. What we're trying to do is recreate that atmosphere upstairs and recreate the sort of quality and the service that used to, well, that became renowned, really, and Webberley's was always renowned for that sort of quality, and we want to try and recreate that.
Okay, so your tagline, what's your tagline on the website? I noticed it was quality...
Quality purveyors of the finest art materials, if I've got that right.
Yeah, it
sounds right, yes.
That's a good summary. So as you mentioned, it all came about through Webberley's.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about your story.
Well, I worked for Webberley's for 10 years. It's just coming up to my 11th now. I still count down the years as if I still work there. It's, I think, something I'll always do just because it's such a huge part of my life. When we announced that we were closing, the amount of response that we had was unbelievable. People were sending condolences, and it really was quite traumatic for the city. And when we could see there was obviously Facebook pages set up to try and save Webberley's, and there was so much interest that we thought, no, the city deserves to have something, and the city needs something. We can't... We're a huge cultural city, and we can't be expected, if every time you want to buy some paint, to have to go to Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, or... fear, dread, order online, and people deserve better than that, so this is why we're here.
And am I right in saying that you've taken on two... No, I'm not right in saying that. Okay, I was reading a report.
Yes, initially we hoped to, but unfortunately the footfall and the first couple of weeks, and I mean, it's not something... eventually I will hope to get the girls back, and it was something that I really wanted to be able to do, but unfortunately business isn't as,
of course,
green and as
it's
golden.
Hard to setting up a new company.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. If I could have walked in and taken the same amount of money every day as Webberley's, and if we could have carried on exactly the same, then yes, they would be with me right now. But it doesn't mean to say they won't be in the future. That's my aim, is to provide employment and to provide something for the city more than just myself. I want to be able to look after other people as well.
Okay, tell me where the shop is.
The shop is Brunswick Street, which a lot of, in Hanley, I must add, because a lot of people only know there being a Brunswick Street in Newcastle, which we're not. For anybody who is of a younger generation, we're in the Dazed building. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's a little bit older, we are formerly John's Shoe Shop as well. So we're on the same street as the Sugar Mill, and we're on the same street as the Stage Door.
That's, of course, just across the road from us here.
Yeah,
so,
very close.
In the cultural quarter. How important is it to be based in that kind of location, in the cultural quarter of the city centre?
It was the only place that I could look at. We knew that there was obviously a lot of other independents that we do support and we do go to. So there's people like the Teaspoon, and there's entrepreneurs, and there's a lot of businesses down there. Clay are going to be down there as well. So we couldn't be anywhere else other than there. We are artists, culture, and they couldn't be... And I couldn't envisage being anywhere else.
So who is the shop aimed at?
It's aimed primarily at students, I would say. We want to pick up where staff's uni shop perhaps doesn't cater for everybody. We want to finish that off, and we want to be able to provide the things that they don't. And also, at the not saying that they don't provide a lot, but, you know, obviously if people are in the city, then they want to be able to pop in while they're in town.
Hmm.
Also, at the same time, we're aiming at the art societies, the artists, because we are a cultural city, and we've got a lot of artists in the area, not just in Stoke-on-Trent but Staffordshire as a whole, so we want to provide for them.
I must confess, I don't really know the kind of things that you supply, so just give me a kind of a rundown.
Yeah, it's very similar to the sort of things that on a smaller scale that we had at Webberley. So the fine arts, we do a student quality, and we also do an artist quality in everything we do, and then general art supplies. So the sort of things that you're not going to get from your hobby crafts, you're not going to get from the Works or the Range or any of these other places that are great for just picking up bits and bobs. But if you want something specific that is more unusual, that you've seen the YouTube video or you've been online and a Pinterest has told you to do this, that and the other, then we chances are that if we don't have it, that we can get it in just a few days.
If you're okay, we'll play a song and then we'll talk a bit more.
Yeah.
It's Cross Rhythm City Radio 101.8 FM. We're talking to Jodie from the Art Department Stoke, and we'll chat more after this. Jonathan Tialin with Fountain. And it's Cross Rhythm City Radio 101.8 FM. Jodie Nicklin's in the studio on The Breakfast Show this morning, and she's set up the art department in Hanley. Purveyors of quality art materials in Stoke. I've got that right, I think, Jodie. So we've been talking a bit about where you are, the kind of things that you supply, but something new that's been developing is a kind of a gallery space in,
yes,
in the shop as
yes.
well.
Yes, something that we didn't do at Webley's, which we're thrilled to be able to work with local artists. I think now we've got the artwork of 17 different artists in already, and I'm so thrilled to be able to showcase this local talent that we have. We've got so much quality in the city, and it's fantastic that we can be able to do that.
Because it's a big shop, big unit that you're in, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes, and it's so much wall space that to actually fill it with art materials, it was starting to look a little bit sparse, which is initially why we put the call out on Facebook, is for people to come and fill the wall space. And the response has been absolutely fantastic, and we're so full and chock-a-block now, but we're looking to expand upstairs over the next few months. So again, it's going to be somewhere that if you want a bespoke gift and something unusual, then you'll be able to come to us, and we should have something that you won't be able to get from anywhere else.
What are your hopes for the art department in the coming months? Because, you know, you're really at the kind of the beginnings of it all. Really.
Oh, absolutely. We're really in our infancy at the moment, and we're just trying to find our feet in terms of what people want from us and what we can provide, because the bonus is that we can be very fluid, and we're willing to listen to what people want, and we're obviously willing to be able to stock specifically for individuals. So we've got that, and over the next few months, we want to be able to work with other businesses, and we want to just to expand that side and just provide the city with art. It's art materials and it's artworks, and I think we should be able to do that over the coming months.
All right, so you're helping to increase and develop this growing artist space in the cultural quarter.
Yes, yes.
Remind us once again where you're at.
We are Brunswick Street in Hanley, and we're just up from the Sugar Mill and the stage door.
And you're on all over social media and things
like
that.
Oh, we are. Everything and everywhere, really. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. If you just Google the Art Department Stoke, you should find us pretty easily. And we've got our own website as well. So,
which is?
www.theartdeptstoke.co.uk.
Brilliant. Jodie, we wish you well with all you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful to have met you and to have been here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Broadcasting from the heart of the Potteries, this is Cross Rhythm City.